Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Welcome to the Stay Up Podcast. My name is Jim Dacian. I'm author of the book Stay Up Los Angeles Street Art. And with me as my guest this morning, I have 20 on the line. How are you, 20?
Good, thank you.
Well, good. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me. We spoke via email early on in the research process of this book, and I appreciate that and gotten to know you through your imagery. So it's nice to put a voice to the visual work that we've all come to see. So, yeah, thanks for taking the time. But let's just start off right away with sort of the obvious, and that is the Facebook social cigarette image that I typically associate with you. Can you tell me where that came from, and if that was that your foray into street art and the origins of that image? If you can give us a little background on that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I had just started out doing street art, and I didn't know what to do, like, what images to make, because, like, I hadn't really done art before. So, I don't know, I just kind of, like, looked around and seen that it was, like, something, like, everybody was doing. Like, they're on their phone, like, at work, or, like, in the bathroom, like, pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
They're on Facebook. So I kind of, like, just associated, like smoking, but not in, like, a real bad way, just kind of in the way of, like, where smokers smoke, they know it's bad, but they still do it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a choice, really. And I'm kind of surprised that it was so popular, but maybe just everybody's on it and they can relate to it.
And they're addicted to it. My goodness. Now, I think you're exactly right. And it's one of those images that has struck me because I'm not a smoker, but it has become like the contemporary smoke break. You know, whatever you're doing online or whatever you're doing at work, oh, let me check Facebook every half hour, hour, and it's like that release for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like everybody putting their entire lives on there.
Without a doubt, it was it's this fun little thing to connect with your family and friends and share images or what you're doing. Now it's this gigantic networking tool that everybody has a Facebook page in some sort. And in ways, it's taken over for updating your website. You know, you have your base website, but then you update things on your Facebook account of your website. So it's a strange thing. But that image took off. Can you tell me, like, it was reproduced all over the place. Can you tell us a little bit about where it went?
Yeah, it was like 0 to 100, like, right away. Like, I even got like a Forbes interview, like, a couple months into it. And then, I don't know, it just kind of went like crazy, like, all over the internet for like blogs and, I don't know, it's like, just do interviews for stuff. And,
yeah, I remember the Forbes interview is a big deal. And did anyone from Facebook ever contact you about it?
Luckily, no. I don't. I've been waiting, but I don't know if they liked it. I mean, I'm sure they've seen it because, like, I have an account with a lot of followers, so I would imagine they've seen it.
Yeah, I'm sure. So when creating something like that, I mean, it did become. In a way, when you associate yourself with an image like that, it's very striking and a message that seems to have some sort of very much a contemporary message. And breaking away from that also becomes problematic, too, because you just become associated with that. I mean, how do you feel about that? When you hear the name 20, and it's like, oh, yeah, you're the guy that did the Facebook image.
Even, like, right away, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be, like, associated with a corporation now. But I don't know. People seem to love it so much that I guess I don't mind.
Okay. But your new work is completely different from this. We were speaking right before the show, and you have this light-based work. It's photographs. time-based photographs that uses light as sculpture. And I think that's probably the best way to say it. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, it's just me like trying to stay different than everybody else. Like I figure, like I don't know, like once other people start doing something similar to me, or like I don't feel like I'm being different enough, like I try to go out and do something different than what everybody else was doing, and then just try to like push myself.
Mm-hmm. But and, you don't have. I mean, you said you didn't have an art background per se, correct?
Yeah, not at all. Like I've been doing art since the beginning of 2011, and then I kind of like that died out a little bit, and I've been doing photos for just a year, and I never took photos before that.
So why do you feel the need to do something different? Why do you feel the need to keep doing this without that? Because it's a fairly recent thing for you. I'm curious what's driving all of this.
I don't know. It's like there's a weird thing. Like once I do something and get like almost the full experience out of it, I kind of get bored with it a little bit and feel like I need to like try something new and just like live life as much as possible. Just you never know, I guess, when it's going to end. So just try to enjoy that as much as you can.
So it's a personal thing in terms of you feel the need to do this. You obviously have another life doing other things as well.
Yeah, so like I don't know how much you want right now.
You have three lives.
Yeah.
So what would you categorize? Could you categorize those lives for us? I'm curious how you.
Well, I feel like
just broad.
I just have like my regular job, which is like 40 or more hours a week, and then I have like my art life, and then I almost feel like photo is separate from that too.
Oh, interesting. So when you say art life, what does that mean? What does that encompass?
Maybe just like the street art or like gallery stuff, or like helping other artists do their stuff.
Okay. And then the photo stuff you see is completely separate from that, and this is another...
Yeah, that's just because it's like a whole thing dedicated to itself. Like I usually drive off pretty far to like the middle of nowhere and then do my photos out there.
Mm-hmm.
So
because you
like
need the darkness.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you have folks help you when you do this?
No. I usually go.
That's interesting. So with the street work, though, you've surrounded yourself with other folks.
Yeah.
I mean, when you did street work, do you have folks help you with that, or are you solely independent?
No. I usually do it alone.
You do it alone. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So you do that alone. But then there's the creative cartel, which I mentioned I want to ask you about. So there is a group of people around you, because you mentioned you do have friends in the art world. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that Mar started, another artist here in L.A. This Means More.
Yeah.
And I guess he started it in we're good friends with Gregory Sis. And they just created a Facebook page one day, and I guess I was on it. So I was like, okay. I asked them, like, what's this about? And they're like, oh, it's the new crew or whatever. And it's weird. Like, we really haven't done much with it yet. But so far, it's kind of more like a family thing. Like, like we're there for each other to help each other out when we need to be. And I think eventually we'll do something with it. Artistic-wise.
Okay, so there'll be some collaboration. Is it just the three of you?
There's a few other people, but we're the artists of it, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, well I talk a lot about, and it's something that I've studied, is the importance of creative groups, and that you need like-minded folks that are going to challenge you and push you and keep you accountable for things if you're going to be...
Yeah.
Relevant and continue to do good work. So whether it's named or not, sometimes it's a group of friends that regularly meet. It seems as though that's a pretty necessary thing to keep moving forward, and you've obviously experienced that.
Oh, definitely. Like, so far we haven't done much art with it, but, like, we talk to each other, like, maybe every day or every other day and, like, push each other and stay positive just in our own, like, personal art. So, I don't know, it's... so far much like a family thing, I guess, right now.
And sure.
I'm sure once we figure out like the craziness of our own stuff, and then we could get together and maybe do something together.
But you have done smaller collaborations. I mean, I've seen things between
you and
Gregory stuff working together, so it's not as though it's completely foreign.
You're talking about more of a larger
project.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So then what, I mean, so you've had this, you have these three streams of your life. You have obviously work that takes up the chunk it does of most people's life. And then you have these two artistic streams that sort of are, let's say, running parallel with each other that don't necessarily interact, because the photography doesn't resemble street art whatsoever in any way, and actually doesn't resemble your imagery in any way. So where do you see these streams going? Or how, I mean, are you looking towards gallery shows? Are you looking just to keep your street work out there? I'm curious. I mean, what do you see down the road for yourself?
It's funny, for the short amount of time that I've been doing the art and stuff, like, I've done a lot of gallery stuff, and I don't know. It's not the most funnest part of it, I guess, but I just kind of been taking a break from it. And I just kind of realized... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what isn't fun about it? What is the problem with... gallery work for you?
It's just a hassle. Like, a lot of the galleries, like, I don't know, man. You just really got to, like, watch your back to make sure that you're not taken advantage of. And I don't know. It's just, like, a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fun to definitely get your work out there, and it's nice when somebody actually wants it. But
yeah.
I just feel like sometimes it's just a hassle, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Just keeping on top of it, especially when there's, like, a lot of other things going on. And
well, it sounds like your life is very full.
I mean, I'd rather be happy than make a bunch of money. So, definitely takes over. But, I've just kind of been thinking the last, actually, just few days, like, that the first year, like, I started, I've been an artist, and the second year has been, photography. So I'm hoping maybe the third year I could, like, merge them together. I can figure out a way to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially when you feel like you're so new to this, there's so much potential out there for avenues to take. And it sounds like you're just a very hungry person in terms of exploration artistically.
Yeah.
That's a good perspective to be in. You know, it's funny with galleries. It's something when we work with grad students here at the university. Sometimes they're encouraged not to be too involved with galleries, especially early on, because it messes up sort of the freedom that you have as an artist. Whether it's repeating or providing something that somebody else wants, and it's not necessarily a direction you want to go, but it adds another voice into things that always complicates it. Even the most mature artists struggle with that. So it's interesting to hear you talk about, you know, there's this pull that comes from all of that, that has nothing to do with, like, money or politics. It has to do with just sort of the creative process.
Yeah. Well, I mean, luckily for me, like, I guess I'm pretty strong when it comes to that, because, like, I don't, for no amount of money, like, I won't be swayed to, like, make something that I don't want to make or...
Right.
Like, I essentially, I make what I make, and if they don't want it, then that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Like,
that's cool.
I definitely don't want to, like, you know, try to ruin what I'm trying to do for monetary gain.
Mm-hmm. So being inside and outside, because it sounds like you can very easily step out of all of this, and, you know, depending on what your interest is, I mean, what do you make of this, especially as someone who studied this? I'm always curious to ask, what do you make of the L.A. street art world? Is there anything that makes it different from other locations? I'm curious what your impressions are.
I would say it'd probably be a lot different. It's just that, like, there's so many people here. There's so many, like, different styles and things that people do. It's pretty crazy. And it seems
think,
like
you think the location?
Layers. Yeah. Oh,
did you say layers? Okay.
It goes in like waves, I think, of like it being popular where a bunch of people are doing it, or it kind of like dies out for a little while and not many people are like going out putting things up, or I kind of think the mocha like ruined it a little bit with the show.
Why do you think
out
so?
A little bit with that. I think it was just too much like at once. Like it just, you know, it overdid it a little bit. But I think I'm sure it'll come back slowly again. But that was definitely like the peak for sure. Like there was just so many people.
So you think where we are, let's say December 2012, moving into the new year, I mean, what's your impression now? Is it completely slowed down? Is it, where do you think it is right now, being quite a bit of time since that show at Mocha?
It's definitely on the slower end. Like, I actually went through your book the other day, and I was pretty amazed. Like, I remember the majority of all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that, like, being like that right now at all.
Yeah.
I think it definitely has died out a little bit, but I guess, I don't, I'm sure that goes with anything, you know? There's going to be waves of, like, popularity.
Sure, sure. And to consistently put stuff out there like that is, especially for something temporary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. Because you only see the, I mean, nothing, a lot of it doesn't exist anymore. And the only things that do are the bigger murals that are protected or facilitated in some sort of way.
Yeah, well, like when I first started, I had the idea of like putting it out for people to take. So I like did a bunch of stuff on wood panels, and then with double face, like double stick tape, the panel to the wall. So essentially, it was like I was putting it up, but it was for somebody to take. And the mentality behind that was, if somebody takes it home, it could live on forever instead of just, you know, being destroyed.
Right, right. And that's
and
fun.
And I notice a lot of people doing that now, too.
Yeah, you know, and just last week I interviewed a teacher, and he uses a method of attaching that isn't as invasive and certainly would play into that idea that it can be easily taken down and brought home. And that seems to be a pretty fun way to think about doing things like this.
Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't involve the same amount of risk.
That's one thing I learned, too. If you do something really creative in the street art world, all the other artists will definitely take that idea.
Yeah. Well, good ideas do get used. I mean, that's common just in anything. We look at any business model or advertising or something, it's going to get used. So the fact
definitely.
That there's a ton of fast food restaurants is evidence of things like that. But, yeah, you see it on a smaller level in something like street art, which is, but that's a compliment when things like that happen.
Yeah. Well, it's tough when you want to stay different.
That's true. That's true. Have you seen someone try to commandeer with some of the things you're doing in photography?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you have already? So what does that make you feel? That gets you pretty frustrated, I imagine.
I mean, I guess it's a technique, so I didn't create it.
Right.
But I guess it just drives me to like go harder with it, I guess, and try to maybe create a style that other people can't do. Hopefully.
Okay.
I mean, eventually,
you
know, people are going to be able to do it. I mean, there are people like online that do it, but at least in the LA community, nobody was really doing it, I guess, when I started, for the most part.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't public.
Mm-hmm.
So, another shot at like being different, like, I don't know, I guess I pursued that. And then, like, I guess once it was getting popular, there was, like, other people that were trying to do it. But, I mean, I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's like, the theme that runs through this interview is this idea of striving to be different and unique and original in some sort of way that you seem to have. And your art networks or outputs are certainly your way of doing that. So I think that's a fascinating it's a good perspective, and certainly one that it's fascinating to hear you talk about. So if we can turn people on to where to because I would imagine listening to this interview without images is pretty frustrating. Where can folks go to see this work? Where do you post most of it for folks who want to learn more?
My Instagram is probably the most popular one. Like, I try to update it every day, maybe like Monday through Friday, and then kind of take a break on the weekends, like a photo a day, essentially. Which would just be the 2WENTY / underscore.
Okay.
So, and then even if you just put 2WENTY in Google, like a ton of stuff will come up, like Tumblr, Facebook.
Yeah, and you're on Facebook. I was going to say Facebook, Tumblr,
and Instagram.
The best one. Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, well, Tony, I appreciate the time.
Yeah,
this is fun to talk about your work, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate your involvement with the book as well.
Thank you for doing that. I remember doing the interview, and you get so many of those, I guess, or when I started, that it's hard to tell, like, you know, what was actually going to make it or not. But I'm glad that your book turned into what it did.
Oh, good. Thanks. It was
amazing.
So much fun to do. Yeah, it was a snowball interview approach, and just, you know, after each artist, there were two or three artists more to interview, and it was always, I mean, for me, it was fascinating, especially interviews. They continue to be like interviews like we're doing right now. They're so great because you see in the mind of someone, and I appreciate you taking the time early on and today.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'll talk to you soon, and thanks so much for taking the time this morning. And for folks who want to learn more about the interviews or past interviews or what's happening with book signings, you can follow us on the Facebook page at the Stay Up Los Angeles Street Art Facebook page that we update every day. And until then, we'll talk to you next time. Thanks so much, everybody.